Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with my co-host, Minister Harold Copeland, and we are with you again today. Hallelujah and praise the Lord. We are super excited today to continue in our lesson, Righteous and Holy. And we just pray that you come with joy and excitement today, ready, willing, and able to hear from the Lord. That's what we want to do, is to be good listeners to the Lord within us. So we encourage you to bring paper and pencil, something to take notes with, as we always do, and as always, we encourage you to do so that you can continue searching the scriptures as you continue through your day. Now, we are again continuing in the series, Righteous and Holy, and this is part 7. So if you missed any of the previous parts to this wonderful lesson, we want you to go back on the broadcast, on the website, blogtalkradio.com/heart-to-heart-mth, and that means mission from the heart. So just familiarize yourself with some of those wonderful lessons that we've done in the previous parts so that you could be up current with this particular part 7. So without any further delay, I'm going to have Minister Copeland to come and continue with us in scripture with the wonderful series that we are doing, Righteous and Holy. Minister Copeland, go right ahead and bring us on into the lesson.
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse 16. Hello again, everybody. Shalom. We always release the peace of God upon you. God bless you. And we always release the blessings of God in your life. As was said, I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host, Minister Carnita Smith, as she said in her introduction, we are super excited and honored, super honored, to be back in studio together again. And we always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio. We want you to know that it's an honor and a privilege to come together. They say in the old churches to break bread. Even that in the book of Acts, the apostles went from house to house breaking bread together and fellowshipping. And that included the word of God, teaching the word of God. So as we come in fellowship with you concerning the truth of the word of God, we are super, 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 super excited. And we always want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for your life. But most importantly, God loves you. He has a plan for your life. And every time you open your heart to receive the seed of the word of God, God is downloading revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit into your heart. And this revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit will release God's divine plan for your life into your heart and your mind and your soul. and you too shall stand and fulfill God's destiny for your life. Proclamate these divine oracles of God to this lost and dying world. We're on a great series, as was said earlier, righteousness and holy. Amen. Very important series for one to get deep in their knower that they are righteous and they are holy in the presence of God already. And it's not about their performance. Somebody could have been doing well at the beginning of the week, and they knew that they was righteous in the eyesight of God because they was doing righteous things. But maybe Wednesday came or Thursday, and they got mad at somebody and said something they should have said. And now they are down and depressed because they believe that they are lost their righteousness. And they are trying to do works to earn it back. Well, 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 well. And that's why this teaching is so important. That this righteousness, this righteous, being righteous in the sight of God, in the presence of God, being holy in the presence of God, has nothing to do with our performance. It is all based on what Jesus Christ has already done for us. Come on, let's dive right into the teaching. And you know we always like to start out by reading our lunch pass scripture. And our lunch pass scripture will be coming out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, starting with verse 20 and ending with verse 24. Let us read that.
Ephesians 4, starting with verse 20, but you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Amen.
And to qualify the statement I made earlier, that it has nothing to do our righteousness in the presence of God, our holiness in the presence of God, has nothing to do with our performance. So our foundational scripture comes out of Ephesians also, and we go back two chapters, and we will read verse 9.
Ephesians 2, verse 8, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Amen.
Amen. We want to take a quick look at the first lunch pass scripture, Ephesians 4, starting with verse 20. And basically what Paul is saying, if you are of Christ, if you've been taught the word of God and you received it, he said, now the revelation should be coming into your heart and your mind that it's time for you to put something off. He said, put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, that's the old nature, the Adamic nature that we inherited from Adam through his sin and disobedience. And Paul is saying, put him off. Put him off. Amen. You know, it's like our old clothes, should I say dirty clothes. We have to take them off, and that will put off me. Take off, take it off. We literally have to take off the old. And once we take off, and look what he says about the old. He gives us a description. The old is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, that Adamic nature. There's no righteousness in there. It'll never be righteous. That Adamic nature will never be righteous in the presence of God. That Adamic nature will never be holy in the presence of God. That's why we have to put it off, take it off. Amen. Corrupt and all of this deceitful lust. Now, before the teaching over, I'm going to qualify very clearly that once we get saved, the Adamic nature is dead. The old man is dead. And I'm going to qualify that by scripture. Many denominations and many churches say we have two natures, but I'm going to make sure that we qualify that, because that will hinder spiritual growth if we think we have two natures. But what happened, the old nature is dead, that Adamic nature, the old man, but he renewed the mind, the human mind, before he died, and he programmed the mind to think like him. And although he is dead after salvation, the mind program that he left is still in the mind. And that's why if we keep reading, they say, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Amen. And that's how we take the residue of the old man out. The old man is dead. Amen. But he left that mindset. He left that program in our minds and the residue of him. And if we don't renew our minds, we'll find ourselves acting just like he acted. And it makes some denominations and some churches believe that he's still alive. But as I say, before we close this teaching out, you will know that you know that you know that you know that the old man is dead, and all you have to do is renew your mind. So this scripture tells us to put him off. And then after we put off, we can put on what God gave us, and that you put on the new man. See, God gave us a new man. And that new man is in our spirits. Amen. That new man is not in our head. So we don't need to operate out of our head. We are spiritual creatures, and we need to learn how to walk in the spirit, as Galatians would tell us, that we may not mind the lust of the flesh. And the lust of the flesh is not that old man, but it's that unrenewed mind, the residue of him. And we have to learn not to walk after that, those thoughts and those feelings, but learn how to walk in the spirit. And then we will not mind that lust of the flesh. We walk in the spirit is walking in the word. Walking in, according to that word, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. That's walking in the spirit, walking according to what the word says. It says, put on the new man. And God has given us a new man. And we're going to use the word nature. We got a brand new nature that is perfect in the eyesight of God. And the word of God asks us to put off, but put on. Created in Christ Jesus, that's where the righteousness comes from. And that is where our holiness comes from. The new man out of our new nature, the innermost part of our being, the core of us. Now, I am going to ask a rhetorical question. How many of you remember the definition of rhetorical question? A rhetorical question is a question that you're not required to answer. Yes. You just ponder the reality of your answer in your heart. And Minister Smith said, we are either on the sixth or seventh week, I think seventh week of this teaching. And by now, we've been reading this lunch pass scripture throughout the whole teaching series. My rhetorical question is, how many of you got up today and put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, because he's corrupt according to his deceitful lust, and begin to be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man? How many of you put off and put on the new man, the one that is after God created in righteousness and true holiness? See, if you didn't do that, then you're not operating in the righteousness and holiness that God gave you. So that means you are required to operate in your own righteousness and your own holiness, which we know will never please God. Amen. So for those that didn't put off and did not put on, we're going to take a minute and corporately take off the old and put on the new together. But first, we want to go into another scripture and show you, since we're putting on the new, we want to put on all the newness that God wants us to have. So let us go to Ephesians chapter 6. And we want to start with verse 10 and read all the way through verse 19.
Ephesians 6, starting in verse 10. And it reads this way. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness in this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Verse 13, therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Verse 19, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Amen.
We will take a minute and put off, which means take off, the old man, corrupting all his deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of our mind, and put on the new man, which is created after God in righteousness and true holiness. And then the armor, which comes with the new man, the armor that God gives us. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, that we can be strong. That's where our strength comes from, the Lord's strength, not our strength, the Lord's strength. We stand in the Lord's power in every circumstance and situation, at the mountains and in the valley. We are strong. And you may have seen something or heard something that tried to weaken you, but that's just your strength that's being weakened. That's good. Now you can stand in God's strength and trust him that there is nothing that can overcome his power. And as he told Paul, he said, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Meaning when you get weak, Paul, then my power becomes strong in you. And Paul picked that up and he started rejoicing. Paul said, I will glory in my infirmities, which means weakness. I will glory in my infirmities, my weakness. And he gives the reason for the power of Christ to rest upon me. Amen. When we praise God in our weakness, God's power comes and rest upon us. Amen. Let us put up concerning the former conversation, the old man. And Father, we put off that old former conversation, that old talk. We put off the old man, my Lord and my God, knowing that he is dead already, but he programmed our minds before he left. Lord, you said, be renewed in the spirit of our mind. And Father, we pull down every stronghold that will try to operate in our hearts and our minds and soul. We cast down every imagination and every high thing that would exalt itself over your knowledge, my Lord and my God. And Father, we bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, my Lord. And my Lord and my God, you say that when we put off, we can put on. And my Lord and my God, by faith, we put on that new man, that new nature, that Holy Spirit nature, that resurrection life nature of God, that bridge life that connects us back to you, spirit to spirit and heart to heart. And we put it on. Glory to God. He's already created righteous. We don't have to go and work out a righteous. He already created holy. We don't have to go work it out. Jesus has already worked it out. And we put on that, that he has worked out for us and given to us as a blessing. And Father, that great armor over there in Ephesians 6, glory to God, Paul said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And Father, by virtue of the blood of Jesus, we have a right to put on that armor. And Father, we gird our loins with truth because your word is truth. And Jesus say, I am the truth, the life. And Father, we shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, for peace that surpasses all understanding. And Jesus say, peace I give unto you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. And Father, we put on the helmet of salvation to protect our minds from the wicked arrow of the enemy and from any arrow that would come and try to attack our minds and our thoughts, my Lord and my God. We put that helmet on for protection. For Paul say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it's the good news of salvation unto those that believe. And Father, we put on that breastplate, the breastplate of righteousness, knowing that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus took our unrighteousness and gave us his righteousness as a gift, the greater change. And Father, we put on that righteousness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, you also say that the shield of faith And God, we take up that shield of faith to quench every fiery darts of the enemy. For we walk by faith and not by sight. The just shall live by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please you. For he that cometh unto you must believe that he is, and that you are a rewarder of those that diligently seek you. We thank you, Lord, for the reward as we open our hearts and our minds and begin to diligently seek you in this hour. And Father, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, our offensive weapon. And my Lord and my God, you say that word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. You say your word is like a double-edged sword. It comes coming and going, and it would always accomplish what you set it out to do. It will never return back to you void. The grass withered, the flower faded, but the word of God lasts forever and ever and ever and ever. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of the Lord. And Father, you say prayer. Pray for all supplications and pray for the saints. And you say, even in that hour when we get weary and we don't know what to pray, you say the Spirit who knows the mind of God and the heart of God, he knows what to pray, and he will pray through us. And Father, we thank you that we can armor up, and we can put off, and we can put on, that we can stand in this righteous position in you, and that we can stand holy in your presence. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. So every morning before you start your day, put off the old, put on the new, and then go to Ephesians 6 and armor up, because we're on a warfare, and we're going to be on a warfare till Jesus come and get us. But he has prepared us for the battle, and he has given us everything that we need. What a mighty God that we serve. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Amen. Now, we are getting close to the end of this great series. So I'm going to start out with a quick review. And we're going to end up in Romans 6. I don't know, will we get there today, or will we be able to finish? But if not, we'll do it next week. But we're getting ready to close this out. You have enough information that you can receive this revelation and walk in this revelation in your own strength and your own power. I mean, not your own strength and your own power, but you know that you know that you know in your heart and your mind that you have this. You have this revelation that has come forth. You come one with it, and it has come one with you. One thing about a revelation, one way you know you really have it is if you can teach it. If you can give it to somebody else, and they can see it, and they can open up their eyes, their heart to receive it. So that's what we want you to do, to take these revelations, these truths, amen, and share this goodness to somebody that needs it, that's looking for it, that haven't heard it, that's still walking in some of the traditions of and religious ways of the denomination and the religion that's out there. Because it's only when we get true that we can be set free. John 8:36 would tell us that if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. And that's what God wants his people to walk in, are free indeed. By the Son of the living God, knowing that they already stand righteous in the presence of God, and they are already holy. They don't have to work it out. All they have to do is receive what God has already done for them. So let's go to 2 Corinthians, a very familiar passage of scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21.
21, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Amen.
Amen. And since we're already in there, let's drop down to verse 17.
Read verse 17, Minister Copeland.
Yes.
"Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Amen.
Amen. And this righteousness, in verse 21, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, is in our spirit, man. Even if you did get mad at somebody today and you probably said something you didn't have any business saying, guess what? Stand boldly before the throne of grace, and God wants you to do it because he don't want the devil to deceive you. You stand boldly and you declare your true identity in Christ. "I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That I said came out of my unrenewed mind, and I'm not an unrenewed mind. My old man is dead, and I have a brand new nature, and it's the righteous nature God has given me. And no matter what thought came and what came out of my mouth, it's not about my performance, but it's about what Jesus Christ has already done for me. Not of works, as Minister Smith read earlier, that any man should boast. I'm not boasting on myself. Point to the cross. I'm pointing to the cross of Jesus Christ and his finished work. And because he finished the work, no matter what goes on in my natural realm, I am always the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And the other scripture said, any man be in Christ. Yes, you're still in Christ. A new creature. Where's that new creature? In the spirit man. They say a new creature, new creation, some translations say. One translation say a new specimen, a new species that have never been seen before. Amen. And all the old things, particularly the old man, is passed away. I'm from Georgia, and they used the word passed away when somebody, you know, go to heaven. Because Mary passed away last week, that means she went to heaven. And the old man has passed away. Well, he didn't go to heaven, amen, because he was of the enemy, amen. But he's gone, I tell you what, he away from us, amen. That's all that matter. Good riddance, buddy, amen. Glory to God. Amen, because I was sick and tired of him. So the old man is gone. Now look in the spirit. All things are become new. That's why I love to hang around my spirit, because everything in my spirit is brand new, just like Jesus. That's how I am in my spirit. You are too. And he said that the Lord is that spirit. Lord Jesus Christ is in our spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, inside of us, in our inner being, there is liberty. Amen. We got liberation in the inside of us. Old things are passed away, but all things are become new in the spirit. And I like this. All things are of God. Everything in our spirit, man, comes from God. Our spirit, man, cannot receive anything from the world, from darkness, from the devil. Our spirit, man, communicates fellowship with no one but God. That's why I like hanging on out in my spirit. And we have to learn that that's our lives. The spirit, that's who we really are. That's our true identity. That's who God created us to be. See, that mama and daddy created, it was a product of a fallen nature. In that, you know, there was some beauty in that growth, but it ended up producing an identity that God didn't ordain for us to have. So that's why in John 3, Jesus told Nicodemus, you know, Nicodemus had a lot of accolades. He was smart. He was taught by Gamaliel. He was a Pharisees, the Sadducees, he followed the law. He did all his doing was perfect. But Jesus wasn't moved by that. Jesus told him, you must be born again. That means that nature change. Amen. You got to change your nature. There got to be a new nature, a new man. You got to receive a new man in your inner being if you want to be pleasing God, if you want to be connected to God, if you want this righteousness, if you want this holy, this holiness, if you want to be righteous in the presence of God, if you want to be holy in the presence of God, you have to receive this new nature, and it comes by believing in Jesus. By believing in the works that he has already done for a people, by believing in the righteousness that he has already walked out in the presence of God, by believing in the holiness that he has already separated and sanctified himself unto God to fulfill the law. And if we believe in him, we can receive all that God has for us. And I know there's a people that their hearts are set. I want this. I want this. I want to be one with this Jesus. I want to receive what he has. I want to be connected to this. To God. I want him to be my father. I'm tired of this world. I'm tired of the operation of this world. Well, I tell you what, you're in the right place. Because Holy Spirit has manifested himself for the reason of salvation, and he has already anointed Minister Smith with that anointed word to take us to the cross, to take us to the feet of Jesus, that we may open our hearts and receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. So it's time for me to stop, drop, and pray, give the microphone over to Minister Smith, and let her do what God has anointed her to do. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother Copeland, I tell you, this time in the broadcast is a serious and major moment for us to stop, drop, and pray. And this is where, as we say on Mission from the Heart, this is where we get serious with God. Now, keep in mind, my brothers and sisters, it would be foolish of us to assume that every listener to this broadcast is saved, is a born-again creature. So we like to extend Jesus to those who do not know him intimately, personally, for themselves. This is what we are to do, is to extend Jesus to others by way of salvation. So this is where we get it right, and we get right with inside, get right with the new man to be our new nature. And this is what Minister Copeland has been teaching and sharing scripture with us, expounding on the word of God to help you and I come to an understanding that you can relay this, share this with others. That's how you know that you know that you know that you know that the new man lives within inside you, the Holy Spirit. So we want you to have that gift of righteousness, that gift of holiness that God so wants you to have. He won't force it upon us. You will willingly come to him knowing that your old man is corrupt, deceitful. And we know, Minister Copeland indicated to us, that we are to put off that old man and put on the newness of life that we have through salvation. Hallelujah. So we are going to pray with you. Now, again, it's your heart. Keep in mind, God knows your heart, my brother, my sister. He knows you. He created you. He fashioned you in the womb of your mother. So this is a serious moment that we want you to know that when we come to the feet of Jesus, making your petition known to him, basically surrendering your life to him, surrendering your life to him in a word of prayer, but with a whole heart, not half-hearted, faking and shaking till you make it, fake it till you make it. No, this is not the way we come to the Almighty God. It's in all reverence and humility and humbleness of heart. And what does that mean to you? That means you come with a bowed head or bowed knees or lay flat on your stomach, bowing to the one true God. And also, if you cannot position yourself, then bow your heart to him. And this is what he's seen in and through us, my brothers and sisters. Our choice results in separation from God because we are a sinful people by old man nature. That's the original sin from Adam. Minister Copeland mentions or pronounces it Adamic. That's that original sin that we are born with. I've heard it said that is the root of sin, that Adamic or original sin from Adam. But our personal sin is the fruit of that original sin. So we want to put off that old nature, as Minister Copeland has beautifully shared with us, to get it understood. And now we want to go to the feet of Jesus, receiving that new man, that new nature, and that we would be born again. So let's pray. Let's pray and pray to our God that you would receive his beautiful gift of salvation. So let's pray. Now it's my words, your heart. So my brothers and sisters who are listening, please partner with Minister Copeland and I, that those who are accepting Jesus Christ today, on this very day, that you would undergird them along with us. So let's pray. Lord God, I come to you in all humility, in all humbleness, the best I know how. Lord, I heard today in the lesson that my old nature separates me from you. You are my holy God, that my old man, deceitfulness, the corruption of my mind, the words that come out of my mouth shows the nature of my heart. Lord, I come to you surrendering my life, my heart, my thoughts, my mind in thought, word, and deed to you. Lord, teach me how to continue to wear, put on the new man through your word. Lord, I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me, that he covered my sin forever. And thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. I trust you. I exalt you all the days of my life. I come bringing you myself the best I know how, for being my Savior, for doing what you did on the cross. You redeemed me, Lord. Thank you. I believe by faith what you did for me, past, right now, and forever is where I anchor my soul, in you, O God, and you alone. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Now, as you rise up, raise your head up, give a hand clap of praise, sing a new song in your soul. You might even want to do a little dance of praise to the Lord God right now, because you are now a new creation, born again, hallelujah, singing and praising, super excited about your new nature. Now you can call yourself a child of God, that you are in the family of faith, the ark of salvation. That ark is Jesus Christ. He is our salvation. Praise ye the Lord. Now we encourage you, my brother, my sister, to make note of this day. Jot it down in your Bible or put it somewhere etched in your heart that you will never forget that this day you gave your life to Christ. Now we encourage you to seek out a Bible teaching church, a church that will grow you so that you can go in grace. And when you locate that Bible teaching church that teaches doctrinal truth, that's a very important piece to see in that church. Doctrinal truth that lines up with the Word of God, precept upon precept, verse on verse on verse. That you would be baptized by submersion of water. And you now have identified that you are a child of God. You've let the world know that you are a child of God through a Sunday school, maybe within that church, or a discipleship small group within that church, that you would continue to grow alongside with Mission from the Heart. All of these are working together for your spiritual growth and maturity. So now that you are a child of God, hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. And I'm going to allow Minister Copeland to praise God for you as we come together saying, you have done the best thing that you could do, and that is to give your life to Christ. Minister Copeland.
Praise the Lord. Minister Smith was king, the language of heaven concerning salvation. When one receives Jesus Christ in the heart as the Lord and the Savior, the Bible let us know that the angels rejoice and they give God the highest praise. And they say, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And that's what heaven is sounding. And I tell you what, I rejoice with heaven and I rejoice with you. And I rejoice with Mission from the Heart. So as Minister Smith agreed with the heavenlies, I agree with the heavenlies. Hallelujah. 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 We give God the highest praise. Amen. For the devil has lost another one of God's children. And God's children has come back home to the Father. And the Father was looking for you. And I believe that's why the angels say hallelujah. Because Daddy God got a smile on his face just because you all came home under his umbrella of love and safety. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we praise God and we honor him because, as Minister Smith said, this is the greatest decision you could ever make in your life. Now, as you be obedient to those instructions to find a Bible teaching church, get in a small group because you're going to need some accountability. Confess our faults with one another and pray for one another. Amen. Confess our sins to one another. We all got sins, but once we keep it in the light and don't hide them in the darkness, the devil don't have access to condemn us. But if we keep our sins in the light and let the light shine in that darkness have to flee. And always listen to Mission from the Heart. Amen. Because we constantly release the light into the hearts of God's people and to make sure that the enemy do not bring deception with his darkness and his deceit. We will expose him continually with the word of God. Amen. We will not let him hide in any area of our lives, in any area of your life, in our children's life, in our children's children's life. He has no access to us because we walk in the light, and that light makes us the light of the world. The salt of the earth, as Matthew tells us, Matthew 5 tells us, we're the salt of the earth, and we're the light of the world. So let your light, therefore, shine bright in the presence of man. Now, the greatest thing in this journey, since you was disconnected from God spiritually, you was trying to make your own life. Yes. And you was trying to fulfill what you thought you should fulfill or who you thought you should be. Amen. But now, since you're connected to the Creator who has his plan for your life, and he knew that plan even before he places you in your mother's womb. Through the study of the Word of God and the obedience of going to that church and finding that Bible study, listening to Mission from the Heart, the Word of God and the Spirit of God will reveal God's plan that he has for you. God has a plan that nobody can do but you. And God wants you to fulfill that plan because when you fulfill that plan, you fulfill your destiny and your purpose for why he put you in the earth realm. And if we do not find out that plan, it's like taking a square and trying to fit it into a circle. Man, it'll never work. But once we get his plan, it's square into square and circle, and the circle is the perfect fit. Amen. And it's the greatest delight. It's past our human imagination. He called us to do something that's bigger than us. If we're doing what we can perceive in our mind, we're living below the standard that God has for us. But whatever he called us to do, we would never be able to do it on our own. We'll never be able to do it in the greatest of our strength. We don't even have in our mind that we were able to do something like that. But once we latch on to his plan and surrender to his word and his power and his spirit, he say, I'll do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. The best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm super excited. I thank God for your life. Amen. And we just want to talk about this great spirit for a couple of minutes. Amen. And we read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, and a man be in Christ. And we have to emphasize the word of God talks to your inner being. The word of God do not speak to your head. I'm trying to help you out. Amen. So you don't have to spend time as a carnal-minded Christian in 10, 15, 20 years, and you realize this ain't working. No, it's not working because God speaks to the spirit, to the heart. He did not speak to carnality. And once the word is perceived in the heart and we get it in our knower and we know that we know that we know that we know, then we take it to our mind and we renew our minds. We do not walk according to carnality, even our own mindset. Now we walk out of the spirit, man. We walk out of our innermost being. We trust the Holy Spirit. Why? Because God has nothing but the best for us. Amen. And when we find ourselves in a situation and look like we're losing, amen, we don't need to work up a plan on how we're going to get out of that. Only thing God is asking for is faith. Do you trust me? I've got nothing but the best for you. And if you can be still in that circumstance and say, God, I surrender it to you and I trust you. I will not be moved because I know you got to work this thing together for my good. And it's safe. For God has nothing but good gifts for his children. He has nothing but the best. He has blessings, 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 blessings. And all he wants us to do is to trust him. He's a good, good father. He's a good God. If it's good, it's him. If it's bad, it's the devil. And I tell you what, even when the devil brings bad, it's not our portion. We don't have to receive it. We stand in it. And we begin to praise God. God, I give you praise. God, I magnify you. God, I know this is not my end. This is not my portion. For you have blessings, running over blessings, overflow blessings. You have blessed me to be a blessing to others. Glory to God. And just praise God. I still give you praise. Don't worship that negative situation. Don't give no room to the devil. Just lift up God. God, I lift you up. I magnify you. God, I glorify you. God, you're worthy. You're always worthy of my praise. You're always worthy to be glorified. Amen. Then the power of God will be released. Faith began to move. Amen. God has nothing but the best. And we can rest even in the worst situations. And when we rest in the worst situation, what we're showing God, I trust you in the middle of it. My faith is in you. You are my supplier. You are Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Amen. And he want to rain down on every one of us. He's our daddy. I'm a father. I want to give my children the best. Amen. I don't care how they perform. Amen. My instruction is to bring, God told me to bring them up in the way to go. And when they grow old, they won't depart. I've done that. Amen. I've done that. And God word it too. And I want them to have the best of the best of the best of the best of the best. So if that's my desire and I'm an earthly father, what more do our heavenly father has nothing but the good gifts to pour out upon his children? And that's in the spirit. Amen. So unlike our spirit, we know our body is not saved. Even our soul is not saved. But they're in the process. Somebody say they are in the process. Yes. And how you know they're in the process? You're listening to Mission from the Heart. And we are ministry that release the word, salvation ministry, restoring the soul and getting the body to line up to that miracle that God has already placed on the inside of us through the power of the Holy Spirit and his word. So it's in the process. And we're going to be in the process until Jesus come back in glory. So our bodies and our souls will never arrive and get there. We'll just be heading in that direction. But our spirit man is already there. So we have to work on our physical part and our emotional part and our mental part, because they're going to always need improvement. Trust me. But our spirit is complete, as Minister Smith read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Any man be in Christ, that's you now. Is a new creature, that's you now. And as we said, some translations say a new creation, a new species, a new specimen that never been seen before. Who you are now, it will blow your mind. Amen. And the old things have passed away. You know those struggles. Those struggles that you know wasn't of God, those struggles that you did and you didn't like it, because I've been there. Amen. And all things are of new now in your spirit, man. And everything in your spirit, man, is from God. For God has reconciled us. He has reconnected us to him again. And he has given us a ministry to go tell somebody. And I'm here. You got a ministry right now, because you can leave the studio, you can leave the radio, and you can go tell somebody. Guess what? Jesus lives in me. I open my mouth and I ask him to come into my heart. I believe that he is Lord, and he came to live on the inside of me. I am saved. I am saved. I am saved. And I tell you what, we're going to go deeper into this righteousness and into this holiness, and we working on closing it out. If we don't do it next week, we'll get it 2 weeks now. The only thing we want is for God to be glorified and for his word and the power of his spirit to go out and destroy the works of the devil. Glory to God. That God can be glorified and the devil be horrified, and God people can receive the victory that God wants them to have. And I declare and decree today, under the power of God and under the power of his word, victory, victory, victory is yours. And I release blessings, 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 blessings. May the grace of God go before you. May the peace of God rest in your hearts and your minds on this day. And may the love of God overflow out of every one of us, that others may come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. Blessings. I love you in Jesus' name. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Minister Copeland, for praying the prayer of a prayer blessing over us as we bring this particular broadcast to a close. One thing that came to mind, my brothers and sisters, and Minister Copeland, you know this as well, is that wonderful song that we would sing in church, and many of us may have heard it. If not, it's the song that goes a little like this. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adores him. What a mighty God we serve. And that is just a beautiful little melody of a song to just sing all day long, if you will, for those who come to know Jesus Christ for themselves. Hallelujah. That song just really resonated in my heart, and I just sing and sing as Minister Copeland was just sharing the blessings of the Lord and praise and adoration to him. And we just encourage you to just sing that little song, or maybe a song that the Lord gives you in your heart. Just sing it all day long. It pleases God to hear that he hears his children just praising him in song and in cymbals and dance before the Lord. It just pleases and delights him when we glorify him. So always remember, as we say here in Mission from the Heart, the grass withered and the flowers faded away, but the word of God will stand forever and ever. What a goodness of that, to know that we may perish in death, but the word of God will never, ever die. Hallelujah. Have a blessed and wonderful week.